pulling off the interstate at a truck stop can be a bit intimidating for the non-professional driver. But while the 24/7 cement and neon cities provide the basics for everybody, fuel, food, and restrooms, for professional drivers, there are other necessities, a dizzying array of on-the-road gear, hot showers, and more often, an opportunity to pray together. A few hundred truck stop chapels already dot the roads across the country, and their numbers are growing. Gloria Hillard reports from just off Interstate 10, some 60 miles east of Los Angeles.
May I have your attention, please? Church services will begin at 11 o'clock in the chapel north of the building, between the wash bay and the entrance to the truck parking,
where hundreds of 18-wheelers are lined up, all in perfect rows. Sunday services are held here in the Transport for Christ Chapel. Actually, a 53-foot trailer. That's about the same length pulled by most of these tractor-trailer rigs, except it looks brand new, white with blue lettering, adorned with a cross made of amber-colored running lights. Trucker Cliff Knight just drove in from Las Vegas. He carries a Bible with his wife's name embossed in gold in the corner.
God was with me this morning. This road from Vegas down here sometimes takes you 5-6 hours to make it, and if it took me that long, I'd have missed church today.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for today. This is a day we've never seen and a day that we'll never ever see it again.
Chaplain Doug Young and his wife Carolyn are wearing matching blue knit shirts with the church logo on the pocket. In this congregation, their Sunday best leans toward Lee jeans and nylon web baseball caps. Trucks rumble by, the trailer's generator hums, and it's time for a hymn.
I got the right chord here. We get started, we'll get going.
Doug plays the guitar while Carolyn stands next to an easel turning the butcher block pages with the words of the song.
I believe in you for your faithful love to me.
Doug is quick to tell you it's certainly no accident he's here or what brought him to this work.
All the Lord. You know, having been a trucker and having that background, I guess I gravitated toward this ministry.
He speaks the trucker's language, he's traveled the same roads, knows truck stops can be filled with temptation.
Those unsavory elements know that a truck stop is a good place to peddle their wares, whether you're a drug pusher or a prostitute.
Yes, there's quite a few temptations out here.
Bill Thomas is a trucker from Texas.
You'll have people wanting to sell you knives, guns, drugs, alcohol, you name it. We live a life, it's almost like a gypsy out here on the road.
Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation.
Trucker Dottie McKay says she knows all about that. She's been a Christian since Sunday school. She drives a purple Peterbilt truck and reefer. That's a refrigerator trailer. She's a tiny woman, not more than 100 pounds. And her rig, it tips the scales at
80,000 pounds, so she's fully loaded.
She says when it comes to her life on the road, having a strong faith is the key to staying safe.
How can you get behind the wheel? I don't care whether it's a truck or it's a car or a pickup. How can you not pray, Lord, please keep me out of an accident?
And Lord, that you would bless these drivers that are out here. We thank you for the job they do. Lord, without them, this nation would fall apart.
Yes.
We thank you for them.
Carolyn Young estimates that over the last 8 years here, they've preached the good word to close to 20,000 travelers.
When you figure that this truck stop parks 700 trucks, and you have an average of 2,000 a day coming through here, that's a big pool to draw from.
Of course, many they may never see again, and months can pass before they see a regular still.
We had 93 come to the Lord last year.
Doug says theirs is a calling inspired by the Bible.
Jesus left us with a great commission, you know, go ye therefore into all the world to make disciples.
And what better place to do that, they say, than at a truck stop. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.